Corey Cowick on Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Corey, defeat in the end, so slender as well. What can you take from that game?
I think we did a lot of great things out there. Their goalie stood on his head, as you can tell, with the man of the match. And, a couple fortunate bounces a couple times, and that came off, and we had a couple chances and just little things like that. But, we got the 1 point, which is huge. If we would have came out there losing the two, that would have been a really, really bad spot to start the year with. And getting the 1 point is very important, especially going into the rest of these cup games.
Definitely a positive to take, isn't it, if you can take a point from a game like this?
For sure. I don't think there's going to be too many games where we outplay them, outshoot them, outchance them, and, end up on the wrong side of the scoreboard. So I think if we keep going the way we're going, more times than not, we're going to be successful, and more successful than just 1 point.
Now, the team are still very much gelling, still getting to know each other as well. What's the biggest thing you can take from this group so far?
Tremendously skilled and motivated. That's the biggest thing. It's one thing to have lots of skill in this league, and there's lots of guys with lots of skill in this league, but they're motivated, obviously. It doesn't take too much to kind of light a fire underneath you after the last 2 years. 1 point out and then three or 5 points out. They've been so close so long, and you can tell that they just, they're chomping at the bit to try to get that championship.
Was that the first time you've been involved in a 3-on-3 overtime situation?
No, we had those in Florida last year. They're definitely entertaining. lots of chances, and it's really, really opportunistic. And with an opportunistic team like they are, where they capitalize on a lot of opportunities, they don't get too much of them, but when they do, they bury them. They're going to be a very good overtime team. So I think next time you get them in the schedule, we're going to have to make sure that we don't go into the overtime against them.
Now, you've got 6 days to the next game. Nottingham Panthers are next. You've already played them already, so you've got a good idea of what you're going into there.
Yeah, I think if you take anything from the last game, though, there's not too much that'll be the same as this game. Obviously, we're at home. There's quite the crowd there for the last game, but we love playing in front of our building, and it's been crazy the last 2 games we played here. But they're missing a lot of guys. We're missing some of our guys, so there's 2 different teams there. But the bulk of the guys are the same, and we've seen that before. We've seen their systems. Mind you, it was the first game. The systems really aren't perfect, but the first month of the season, they're not going to be either. So we know what we're getting into. We know the majority of their team, but there's going to be lots of differences definitely next game.
Thanks, Cody.
No problem.